let's lead off with details of a dispute involving McLean County's two leading fiscal officers over the county's accounting practices. More from WGLT's Eric Stock.
County Treasurer Rebecca McNeil has accused County Auditor Michelle Anderson of changing how the county books revenues and expenses. Anderson says she has always used the accrual system. It recognizes expenses when they are billed rather than when they are paid. She accuses McNeil of lying to the county board about it. She says McNeil's office seems to not understand basic accounting methods. The County Board Executive Committee last week asked State's Attorney Don Knapp to look into whether the county has the legal authority to tell the county auditor which accounting style to use. Anderson says that's not necessary.
All I'm asking is that she go back and do things the way they were done for 30 or 40 years. So I don't know that I consider that a switch. I guess I would actually argue that she's the one that made the switch back in 2018.
That's when the county moved bill paying from the auditor to the treasurer's office, leaving the auditor's office with two employees. The county board will decide next week whether to hire an independent auditor to resolve the dispute. Anderson is urging county board members to vote no.
Hiring an outside CPA is a waste of taxpayer dollars. This is something that I think that if administration, the board, we're willing to sit down and have a quick conversation with me, this could all be cleared up in probably 15 minutes.
Anderson also disputes claims she's not been available to meet with county officials. She says she has reached out but got no response. County Board Chairman John McIntyre said earlier Anderson should have notified the county about any accounting changes.
My suggestion was if the auditor had a change that she thought was good, and as far as the accrual method, then all she really needed to do was come to the Finance Committee and suggest it, justify her change, and see where we are.
McIntyre added the county simply needs to have the matter resolved without slowing the county paying its bills. For the leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Treasurer McNeil responded by saying she's deeply troubled by the allegations. She says her office's bookkeeping methods are very similar to many other counties and municipalities in the state, but says she'd be open to changing them if county officials wanted to discuss it.